For the first time in 15 years, overextended banks across the country are closing branch offices faster than they're opening them, signaling a slow economy and a struggling housing market. So it would sound like good news that the Treasury Department will soon begin disbursing funds to hundreds of small and medium-sized banks to help them lend to small businesses and, the hope is, create jobs and boost the economy. Congress authorized the $30 billion Small Business Lending Fund as part of a Jobs Act passed last September. But wait a minute, doesn't that sound like the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP? Critics are pointing out that more than 300 banks still holding money they received through that program are now applying for money through the Small Business Lending Fund. And where is that money from the new Small Business Fund? At a congressional committee hearing last month, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner heard from members like freshman Republican Herrera Butler of Washington State, who said banks in her district can't find out if and when they're getting the money.
What is happening with the money, and can you give us a time guarantee? Because it should not take this long.
Well, I wish it were otherwise, but we're doing what I think you'd want us to do and you'd expect us to do and you would hold us accountable for, which is we are being careful with the taxpayers' money.
Todd Wallach is a business reporter for the Boston Globe. Todd, start with something you point out, which is that while nothing's been determined, some banks have sent out press releases saying we're getting the money.
Yes, indeed. And I checked with the Treasury and they said, well, we've started telling banks that they've gotten preliminary approval, but they haven't finalized it and the money hasn't started flowing, but it could start flowing within days.
How will it flow? How, first of all, is this fund supposed to work?
Basically, the government's becoming an investor in lots of banks. So they're buying preferred stock in these banks, giving the banks the money, and in return, they expect the banks will start loaning that money to businesses. The banks will also have an obligation to pay the government a return.
You mean a return on their investment, like
right.
A dividend on the investment.
It's exactly that. It's dividends. And the rate starts at about 5%, but if banks increase their lending by 10%, they can push that dividend rate down to as low as 1%. Really cheap money for banks.
There are critics. Republican Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine, you know, a moderate on many issues, is calling this Small Business Lending Fund TARP Jr., son of TARP. She spoke at a Senate hearing in May, at which point less than a third of the $30 billion authorized for the Small Business Lending Fund had been applied for by banks. And she underscored how many of those that had applied have already received TARP money.
The TARP recipients, otherwise known as a Troubled Asset Relief Program, have requested a full 64% of that $9.2 billion. These institutions would essentially be paying off one taxpayer-funded credit card, TARP, with another.
So, Todd, her suggestion is that they're just taking this small business money from the government to pay back the TARP money they already took.
And that's exactly right for a lot of banks. Most of the banks that currently hold TARP money plan to apply for this new round of money and basically take that fund, pay back the government the TARP money, get the small business money, often at a lower interest rate and without a lot of restrictions that the old TARP money came with, like restrictions on executive compensation, and they'll essentially wind up still owing the government a similar amount of money.
And in fact, maybe even a little more, because as you said, this money was supposed to be lent out to small businesses. If they're using it to pay off their own debts, then their dividend is going to remain pretty high on that government investment.
Well, it could remain the same. It could remain a little lower. But if a bank has $10 million already from TARP money, and then they just roll down into the new program, how much can they increase lending to small businesses when they essentially have the same amount of money that they already had? And there's another wrinkle. In order to get the best interest rate through the new Small Business Lending Fund, the Treasury Department says banks have to significantly increase their lending to small businesses. But it turns out the baseline that the government's using is from a year ago. And a lot of banks have already increased their small business lending because the recession has started waning and the economy's been picking up. So lots of banks that have already applied for the money say, hey, they already increased their lending even before they got this money. So they don't have to increase small business lending anymore.
Well, and another question, as we've said, many of the banks that are applying for these small business loans already are TARP recipients. We thought the TARP money was paid back.
Most of the biggest banks, like Bank of America and J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo, have already paid back their TARP money. But there are hundreds of smaller banks that are sort of stuck in TARP. They just haven't been able to raise enough money to pay back the government. And a lot of them are frustrated because TARP has a lousy reputation. So they're stuck with this money. And nosy reporters like me periodically call them up and say, why do you still have TARP money? Some of them are financially struggling, and the regulators won't let them pay them back because they're worried if they do, then they'll fail.
Well, and they have incentive, though, to get out from the TARP money and maybe use their small business loan to do that. Because as you alluded to earlier, it came with so many restrictions. So what is the government doing with those banks that, you know, aren't paying back TARP? We thought that they could, for instance, appoint people to sit on the board and stuff like that.
Well, they can do that. They have been monitoring banks, but there's only so much they can do. The government isn't going to put a gun to the bank's head and say you have to pay back the money if it winds up putting the bank in such terrible condition that it winds up failing.
There is at least one restriction. Banks that have the TARP money can't apply for the small business lending money, as we understand it, if they're missing their TARP payments. They have to be paying something.
Right. Banks have to be current on their dividends. They can't have skipped more than one payment. And they can't be on the government's list of problem banks. Boston, for instance, One United Bank has missed 9 straight dividends and has sort of been in shaky financial condition. And so they would not qualify to roll their money over.
So, Todd Wallach, before we started off air, you said something like, oh, I know, another confusing story about a big pile of money. People are starting to look at these stories that way. Why should people care about this?
A lot of Republicans and conservatives are going to look at this pool of money and say it's a bad strategy for the government to essentially become an investor in lots of private banks and playing a big role in private enterprise and putting the taxpayers' money at risk. There are other people who say that the economy has been really stuck and the government really does need to step up. And this is a relatively cheap way for the government to jumpstart lending, playing a small amount of money into banks as an investor, which they in turn can lend out to small businesses, which can create jobs and help get everything moving again. But either way, it's a giant pool of money, taxpayer money, so we should take an interest in what's going on.
That's Todd Wallach, business reporter for the Boston Globe on the Small Business Lending Fund, a government program which is supposed to start any day now, the government investing in smaller banks that need help in the hopes that they'll turn around and give that money out to small businesses. Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you.